It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Some girls basketball teams beginning the 2026 portion of the basketball season as the Bismarck Lady Indians host Crystal City. Farmington, coming off of a second-place finish in the Rockwood Summit Tournament, they're at home tonight against Cape Central. In Arcadia Valley, the Lady Tigers, fresh off of their second-place finish in the Bob Seacrest Junior Central Christmas Tournament girls bracket, playing at Clearwater. Broadcast-wise, we are idle today. We'll see the Farmington Knights on the boys' side twice. First on Tuesday when they host Jackson in a rematch of a game they lost by 10 earlier in the year. Then on Friday, the Knights host St. Genevieve to kick off conference play within the basketball landscape on the boys' side. And on Wednesday, it's a MAC men's and women's doubleheader, the first Region 16 contest of the year as conference play begins. The MAC Cards and Lady Cardinals host State Fair Wednesday, coverage at 4:30 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, tip-off times of 5 and 7. On Tuesday, we're looking at a floating pregame around 7 o'clock on KFMO, same on Friday. For those high school games, expect tip-off right around 7:30. At HL, the St. Louis Blues picked up back-to-back wins Friday and Saturday entering the new year. They will play Wednesday at Chicago. We'll have it for you on B104.3 beginning at 8 and puck drop at 8:30. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs wrapped up 2025 with a loss to the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday 14-12 in a game that featured 8 total field goals. The Chiefs end the season at 6-11. It's their worst finish to a season since 2012, when they were 2-14. It'll also be the first time the Chiefs missed the playoffs since 2014. That's 10 years. And Kansas City, with the loss, is guaranteed a top 10 draft pick. NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers had an upset win over 22 Florida on Saturday to begin conference play. The win 76-74. Mizzou plays Kentucky Wednesday at 6. And St. Louis University continues Atlantic 10 conference play against VCU on the road Wednesday. Tip off in that one at 7 o'clock. At NCAA football, the semifinals of the college football playoffs were set in quarterfinals last week. 5-seed Oregon beat 4-seed Texas Tech 23-0. Top-seed Indiana beat 9-seed Alabama 38-3. And on the other side of the bracket, 6-seed Ole Miss topped 3-seed Georgia 39-34. And the big upset, 10-seed Miami over 2-seed Ohio State 24-14. That sets the stage for semifinals. On the 8th, Ole Miss will play Miami, and on the 9th, Indiana takes on Oregon. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.